When the Mosinee School Board decided to keep calling its sports teams the Indians, the Wausau Daily Herald editorial page called the tradition, quote, raw, vile bigotry. After the editorial ran, opinion page editor Pete Wasson heard from his readers.
We had four or five letter writers point out that we were at once condemning the use of race-based nicknames and at the same time using them in the newspaper.
So this past weekend, a new policy went into effect. The phrase Mosinee Indians would no longer appear in the sports section. The newspaper would instead use the generic Mosinee boys or girls. School Superintendent Jerry Rosso says the Herald's stand is unlikely to change opinions on the school board.
Whether they refer them to the Mosinee Indians or whether it's referred to Mosinee boys or girls, I don't think that that's a major issue.
And Rosso says that most of the high school students think the name is a badge of honor.
The students voted on it, and it was over 80% of them that wanted to retain the name Mosinee Indians. And many in the community do as well. But there are differences of opinion regarding that matter.
Rosso adds that the school doesn't use Indian caricatures or a mascot to portray the team. Still, for Pete Wasson and the Daily Herald, it's not what the students or parents think that counts. It's how the name is perceived by Native Americans.
Almost with unanimity, Native American groups have said, we find these offensive. And so we felt that when that many people speak with that clear a voice, that something offends them, that we ought not participate.
Wasson says he doesn't know of any other local paper that's done what his has done, banning a high school team's nickname from its sports page. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.